Agut Moed, this past week, has been Daf Kuf Beis in Maseches Erevin, 10th Perek in Erevin. We have to learn, there's two Mishnahs over there we have to learn. The Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Aleph on Beis, and the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Beis on Aleph. But we'll learn it in the reverse order. Okay, so I'm going to start over here with the Mishnah Daf Kuf Beis Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows: Nagar Hanigran Noelim Boy B'Mikdash. A Nagar is, I guess, something what we would consider as a doorstop, something that holds it was meant to keep the door closed. There was a hole in the Askupa. A hole in the doorstep where this would be placed in right near the door to keep the door closed. Narashi in the Gemara a little bit later tells us that till the Gemara later we're discussing a naga which only goes into a hole in the doorstep. It doesn't go into the ground. Rashi says over there, "Vad hashta ayri kishaskupa gavoya, a hard doorstep, ve'enachun nikiv ad la'oritz." And the hole doesn't go into the ground. Okay, so until this point, we're talking about that this hole in the doorstep and the nagar, when it goes into the hole, doesn't go into the ground at all. Right? That,
yeah, I don't know.
That raises other problems. Now we'll see the sugya over here. Rashi and most of the Mefarshim learn that it's a boina question. That's the issue in the sugya over here. A boina, a mechzike boina, a raisa, a shvus. But the issue over here is an issue of binyan by adding something, putting something into the ground or into any place for that matter. Binyan kolshu who is a melacha deraisa. So the Mishnah says as follows: Nagar hanigra. If the nagar is nigra, like we had before, meaning to say that it's attached, right? Rashi says on the Mishnah: Nagar hanigra shekosha bedelis. This we'll call it a doorstop. Okay, is kosher bedelis? It's attached to the door. There's a string, and it's attached to the door. Aval einai toloi. It's not hanging. Means to say that the string is not holding it up. Shachevel oruch is a long, it's a long rope that's attached to it, and therefore it reaches the ground. And the weakness in this that it's nigra, it drags, is ein nirka kosher. It's not. You can't tell that it's tied. Ein nirka kosher. Right, it doesn't seem to be tied. If it's hanging, so you could see clearly that it's held it off the ground. It's hanging. Now the purpose of this of being tied, in whatever way it does, is that it makes it visible. It's nicker, recognizable that this is a doorstop. Right? And so therefore we don't view it as binyan that you're adding something onto the binyan. But what you're doing is that this is the usage of the thing. You put it in to stop the door, you take it in, take it out. So it's not near a kibinyan. This is how the fact that it's attached might help with the proper conditions.
Near kibinyan, that's going to help for to dispel a distant door.
Well, it's... You're right. I mean, it's if you're dealing with an Issa Daraisa, which we'll see, that in itself is a machlekes in the Rishonim. Rashi Taka learns that it's an Issa Daraisa, and then of course understanding is going to be more than stam nearer, not nearer, but what it's going to be, it's going to make an intrinsic difference.
I guess you're making a very good point, which would be very nice to clarify. So. What is having a string attached as neger going to help as far as, the question is the string going to
It's just like you understand, like a door, right? Opening and closing a door. We don't view that as a binyan, right? Because this is, you know, this is the usage of the thing. You're not really adding anything or taking it away as you open and you close it. If it were to be a board like we had before, right? You take, you know, a board from someplace else and you put that. Even though what you're doing now is
the muksa case, the mission before the muksa case was right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the idea over here. Whether you're turning something into a door, into something which is a usage of this of this thing itself, that wouldn't be binyan. But as long as we look at it as some foreign piece that you're attaching on over here, then that's binyan. So when you're talking about, let's say, amunach, like we'll see in a minute, which is in Isidarais, according to Rashi, according to one of the shittas in the Mishnah, then what you're doing through tying it on is that you're changing the essence of what it is. Just like you're changing from a plank into a door, so what you're doing over here is that you're changing something from being, you know, stamma, a piece of a peg, which is not related to this, and therefore when you bring it together, you're making a binyan. By tying it, you're making it intrinsically related as part of the door. Right, that's the chur. It's a good point that you're saying. That's the chur, how you have to understand if you're trying to get around the nisa d'raisa. Right, we have to change the essence of what it is. Now let's see again. The mission says nagar nigra neilim be mikdash avaloi b'mdina. So first, let's just mention this. That there's a difference in Mikdash and Medina. Medina refers to Kipshuta places outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That there's a difference in Din between Mikdash and not Mikdash. And that's because we find the concept, right, we'll see as we go on, see more and more about this, that B'Mikdash, that they weren't Geizer Shfusin. Le'goz was Shfus B'Mikdash. The Yerushalayim say, right, that the Gemara says, Zrizin, that the people, Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they were Zrizin, they were alert, and for them, the Shfusin were not applicable. That's why you'll find differences between Mikdash and Medina. Now that's only something, obviously, which is only a Shfus. It's an Isra Rabbanon. If it's an Isra Rabbanon, then it could be that it's not applicable in the Mikdash, which is Nisidarai, so obviously it doesn't make a difference. Now, things which Chazal will go as a harchoka to keep people away from being over Nisidarai, so when dealing with Mikdash, with Zrizin, for them it's not necessary this Gzeira, this harchoka, and we can rely that they'll be careful.
It's only by the Rabbanan.
Only by Drabonans, right. Only by Drabonans.
Could I ask a sort of question on Zrizin? Mm-hmm. Does the reason mean Yerushimayim? Because my Sfar was thinking that what is Zrizin means I'm very mafit to Zrizin means I'm on top of the situation. But that really is related to the basic Mikdash being a Makum, being a Makum Mikdash, meaning Hashem's presence is there. Is that what's causing the Zrizin?
Could very well be. I
just want to say that there's another svara behind that, meaning why Beis HaMikdash is the reason because...
Well, see, it seems to be that the Gemara says refers to the people, right? The
Kohen's
reason.
Kohen's
reason. We wonder if, like, if you'd have someone else who was not part of the Kohen to be involved over there, right, would he take on the same din because he's in the Beis HaMikdash? I guess, you know, I don't know. Maybe the question might really be: where does this resource of the Kehanim come from? Right? I hear. I mean, you're saying a point.
The next stuff says the Zrizim Kohen, Zrizim Hain. That's a part of the
right.
I'm a Gimel. Mm-hmm. Gimel and Olive says that. Or.
Right. So, you know, simply it sounds like it has to do with the people, These same people.
The whole thing's only shaykh.
Kahanim could be the reason outside the Mikdash, but it doesn't apply to outside the Mikdash.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing is only shaykh in the Mikdash.
Yeah. Right, so then, so that these are the grounds that we have. Mikdash and not Mikdash, right? That's definitely true. Whether, you know, whether the root has to do with that or not, that's a good point. Akoponim, so this is what the Mishnah says, like this. The Tanakhama Shita in our Mishnah says, Nagar HaNigra. We have a Nagar, this doorstop we'll call it, which is attached, but it's Nigra, it's reaching the ground. So it's not so openly visible that it's attached, because, you know, it's on the ground, right? So the attachment is not really not holding it up. So such a thing, the halacha is that there's a shvus, which are these are the isurim drabonon by Shabbos, isur drabonon. That's why b'mdina it's also. Avoloi b'mdina. B'mdina, outside of Beis HaMikdash, it's also to use such a thing because of a b'ina problem. Mechzi kibayna isur drabonon. And being that it's only drabonon, that's why b'mikdash it's mutter. Right? So that's the shitas Tanakama, Naga HaNigra. Noyim b'mikdash, being that it's in Issa Jabonah, Avalei b'mdina, because that's where Chazal gave the Issa. V'hamunach, kam v'kan osur. Munach, one which is not attached at all, that's an Issa deraisa, and that's kam v'kan osur. Let's see Rashi, the second Rashi. Noyim b'mikdash, the shvuz ba'al mahu. It's merely a shvuz. De'ena b'ina mamish, it's not actually b'ina. Hoyl v'koshur l'kach. Since it's tied for this purpose to be used, so that's why it's not bin deraisa, like we discussed before. And the fact that it's tied intrinsically makes it as a doorstop. Elohoil v'nigrar, but being that the string is long, so it's reaching the ground, it's dragging on the ground. It's mechzi kibayna, and that's the source of the issa drabonon. It appears to be similar to Bain, and we're concerned if we let a person do that, he might come to do this as a reason. And Shvus Rabban Mikdash. And Shvus Rabban don't apply in the basic English, like Gazu Shom, that they wouldn't go easier over there. Vahamunach, something which is Zakrashi Shaina Kosher Klau, it's not tied at all. It's Munach, it's just lying there. Have a Binyan Mamish. That would be Binyan Deraisa. And that's what Aloch is, Kam v'kan osur, even though Shvusin in the base of Mikdash are not applicable. Nevertheless, Munach is also. Why? Because Munach is Nisa Deraisa. Now, if you shouldn't talk about this, whether that's true that Munach is an Issa Deraisa. The Ritva brings the Dvos said like this, that the reason why Rashi learns like this, that it's an Issa Deraisa, is because otherwise, why should it be Osir B'Mikdash? But it brings from other Rishonim that they hold that this couldn't be a Deraisa, being that this is, whether it's tied or not, but there's something which is put in and take it out on a constant basis. So definitely it wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa. And even a Munach, even if it's not tied at all, it's not more than an Issa Deraisa. As far as the question, if so,
it's not more than
Issa Deraisa. It's not an Issa Deraisa, I'm sorry. It's not an Issa Deraisa. It's not an Issa Deraisa. And now if that's so then why is it that Tanakhama holds that it's also a feel in the Mikdash? So on that, the Ritva brings from the Tosfos and says that not all Shvusim are mutter in the Mikdash. Like we'll see later on, that there are certain Shvusim which are more chomer, which they were geyser in the Mikdash. And that's going to be the machlekes between the Tanakhama and Yehuda over here, whether something which is munach, which is also mitam Shvus, is this a Shvus chamura, which was also, they were geyser be Mikdash or not.
Do you have a definition of what's chamur and what's Svara on that?
I guess, you know, how close it is to the Deraisa. There's a Tosfos later on, which talks about an Amud Beis, which also says a similar thing. He's glad I'm not talking about this, but concerning the tzir, the hinges, which the Gemara talks about later on. If you look at the second Tosfos, Divrei Maaschal v'ha'Elyon, towards the end of the Tosfos, around five lines from the bottom of the Tosfos, v'nir l'ri. V'nir l'ri, Tosfos says as follows, afil tzir ha'Elyon hu drabonim. Even Sir Ha'ayim, which is also b'mikdash, is only drabonon. The shvus godol kezeh loy hitiru b'mikdash. Yeah, shvus godol kezeh. So we see this concept over here in this Tosfos. Shvus godol kezeh loy hitiru b'mikdash. And he says v'tuva ashkechon loy hitiru b'mikdash. And this is not necessarily a chiddush that we're saying, because there are many things that we find which are also drabonon. At the acid, even mikdash, and he brings a couple of examples. Okay, so that's one point over here that we have machlokes in the Rishonim, that this that the Mishnah says v'hamunach a nagor a stop, which is munach, which is not attached, it's just lying there. Put it in. Yeah, we'll see more. You throw it onto the side when it's not in use. It's machlokes in the Rishonim whether this is a deraisa. According to the Shitas Chachamim, who say that Munach is also b'mikdash, Rashi says it's an Issur D'Oraisa. Have a binyan mamish, that's what Rashi says, according to the Tanakham, and that's why he holds that it's also even in the mikdash. We just said over that other Rishonim hold not like that, and there definitely are certain cases where you could have something which isn't only in Issur Rabbanim, but nevertheless it's called a Shfuz Gadol. Something which is a shvuch, which is more chomer that they would go as even b'mikdash. Let's see the Mishnah weiter. It's like the Mishnah Yehuda Omer Hamunach Mutar b'mikdash v'hanigv b'mdina. Rabbi Yehuda argues on both accounts. Rabbi Yehuda says Munach is Mutar b'mikdash. That means that it's not an Issur D'Oraisa, and that's what at the end of that Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar. See that at the end of the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Lav Binyan Mamishu El Doim LeBinyan. Therefore, with a mikdash legozru shvus. So there's a machlekes over here, tanoim, even according to Rashi, that the Tanakhama holds that if it's munach, if it's not tied at all, it's an issur d'oraisa, but it's still a machlekes tanoim in the Mishnah, whether that's so. That's all only according to the Shitas Tanakhama in the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, munach mutav mikdash, because he holds that even a munach is not more than a drabonon. And therefore, Shvus b'mikdash legozru, so it's mutar b'mikdash. V'hanigram b'mdina, and nigrar is mutar b'mdina. That means he's arguing on the second din also. that the Tanakhama says that there's a shvus on a nigrar if it's attached, but it's reaching the ground. That's loy b'mdina. The Tanakhama says that it's osur, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that nigrar b'mdina is mutter. If it's tied, even though it's not hanging, it's mutter. Let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. Ton rabbonu. Eizeu nagar hanigran shneilam b'mikdash avaloy b'mdina. This is the Tanakhama shito. What's the nagar hanigran shneilam b'mikdash avaloy b'mdina? Kol shakosher v'toloi v'roi she'echa magil oretz. That if it's a tie, if it's tied, however, roi she'echa magil oretz, but it's reaching the ground. This is the naga hanigra, that the halacha is that it's also mitam shvus, it's also bimdina, and bimikdash is muta therefore because it's only a shvus, ligos a shvus bimikdash. Behuda oimer, avze. Bimdina mutter. They changed the gears and switch around these two words. Bimdina mutter. This is mutter even bimdina, not only bimikdash. It's mutter bimdina. The shvus was never set on such a thing. What was this nagar that there was a shvus set on it, and therefore it's also bimdina and mutter bimikdash, not something which is attached. If it's attached, there's no shvus at all. The shvus is only set on something which is not attached. This is something when you pull it out of the hole, right, you throw it onto the side because it's not attached at all. Rashi, let's just see that first Rashi on the Gemara. Zeh filo b'mdina mutter. A little different gears than we have. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Hoil v'kosher, since it's tied af pishen etoli, even though it's not hanging, that itself is enough to be matter. There's no shvus on that. Let's go back into more. Amar Yehuda mar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, his Rebbe, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'nigra. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda b'nigra, by Nagar HaNigra. This question in the Girsois over here, Rashi's Girsum, Toisvis, is as we have it over here. That he said, halacha Yehuda b'nigra. Remember, there's machlekes on two types of Nagars. We have a machlekes over here by a Nagar HaNigra, whether there's a shvus on that. It's attached. It's attached, but it's on the ground. There's machlekes. This case is definitely not worse than a shvus. It's machlekes whether there is a shvus, whether there's nis rabbanon on this. That's the machlekes. Tanakam says yeah, and Yehud says no, it's mutter. There's no shvus at all on that. And then we have also the machlekes concerning a munach. Now on that, the gears that we have is halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'nigra. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda b'nigra, which means that's mutter b'mdina. Right, that's all we're talking about. But Munach, he's not passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi points that out. The Zokter Rashi, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'nigra, Demuter afil b'mdina, a nagar hanigra, a dragging doorstop, it's attached, but it's reaching the ground and it's dragging. That's Muter afil b'mdina. Avol, so the Halacha Rabbi Yehuda concerning this. Avoloi b'munach, the Shor Rabbi Yehuda b'mikdosh. Less hilchas kavoset. However, this is like the Gemara speaks out. That's what it means. Benigra halacha b'yud benigra. Only in one of the two points that he argues over there. However, a munach, something was not tied at all. That Yehuda was matted at b'miktush because he said that's not more than a shvus. Less hilchas kavoset. Halacha is not like him. The kivon she'ene kosher shom binyan gomerhu. That we hold the halacha on that point, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now these two halachos are not dependent one on another. Right? It just happens to work out in cheshbon, but the reasoning behind them are not dependent on each other, and therefore we could paskin like Rabbi Yehuda concerning one point and not concerning the other point, and that's what these rishayim are telling us. That halacha is only like Rabbi Yehuda concerning a naga nigra, that since it's attached, it's mutter, even bimdina. But however, as far as a munach is concerned, that the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that's an issa deraisa. Rashi says, "Boina kol shu chayiv umlocha deraisa lahutcha b'mikdash." Right, this is what Rashi clearly says. It's an issa deraisa. "Boina kol shu chayiv umlocha deraisa lahutcha b'mikdash." The only melachis that are mutter on Shabbos are korbanos, bringing of korbanos. That the Torah clearly states there's a kosov that these things are mutter to be bringing even on Shabbos. But other melachis, the raisa, mikdash is not a reason for it to be mutter, only because of the concept we saw before that the mikdash legozru things are istrabonon. Okay, Hanem's reason, they weren't gozer. Once again, with the Mr. Rice, there's no difference between Mikdash and any other place. And this is what you see, the second Tosis brings the Rashi. Halach Rabbi Yehuda b'negra, pirish b'kunjus, denoil me b'mdina. Havu b'may dishori b'munach b'mikdash. But this, that Yehuda is matter in the Mikdash of Munach, because he holds Munach, is only in Issa Jabonon. That's less hilchas kavoset. Halacha is not like him concerning that. That's why the Gemara says halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'nigra. Omar Rava. Now Rava comes and adds a condition over here. Omar Rava, who should kosher b'delis? This that it's mutter. A nagar hanigrar, it has to be attached to the door itself. If it's not attached to the door itself, to the doorpost, or other places, then that wouldn't meet the conditions that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to be matir. So when we say Rabbi Yehuda's shita is the naga nigra is mutter, it's because it's attached, but it has to be attached to the door itself. So crashing. That it's functioning as a function of the door itself is only if it's attached to the door itself. If it's attached to the mezuzah, to the doorpost, that wouldn't be sufficient. That wouldn't give enough of a hechacha. It wouldn't be clearly that that's what its usage is for, and then there would be an issur drabanan on such a thing. And that thing we're asked as follows. On Ravel. Eini, v'ho Rabbi Tavla ikla l'mechuzo. Rabbi Tavla, he was there and he visited Mechuzo. V'choz l'ahuda havetoli be'ibed edosha. And he saw that there was a nagar which was attached to a rope that was be'ibed edosha. V'loi omar l'huv l'midi. It was on like the doorstep over there. But it wasn't attached to the door itself. And he didn't say anything. Apparently he consented with what they were doing. That he it seems to be that he held that as long as it's a tie in to any part of the door structure, anything around there is sufficient. So the Gemara is asking this Akasha on Rava. Rava said it needs to be tied onto the door itself. In fact, the Gemara, you see from Tavlo, from this story over here, that he was happy if it was just tied even the Ibra the Dasha. And that Gemara says, Hahu nitel be'igdai have. That Gemara tells us that that's different. That was different than what we're discussing over here. Right? Gemara over here makes a difference with something that in the piece of Gemara before, we'll get to see what that means. But the Gemara says, Hahu nitel be'igdai have. This case over there where you don't need it to be attached to the door is when it's nitel be'igdai. That means that it can be moved, and it is used to be moved by the string itself. We'll see that there's two different categories the Gemara talks about. Nitl be'igdai and lo nitl be'igdai refers to the attachment, the string which is attached to it. You have two situations. We have a case where the rope is strong enough, and therefore you could move the nagar with the rope itself. That's how the rope is this nagar is moved around, and you have something which is ain't a little bit igdai, that the string is a thin string, and being that it's a thin string, so if you pull the rope you'd rip it, so all this string is functioning is just attaching it to for our hecker that we need over here in order to help the hecker that we have over here. But it's not something that could be used. And on that thing, Mora says that if it's nitl be'igdai, if you have something which is a stronger rope, that the attachment that it has is the rope itself could be used to move it around. So that doesn't have the requirements of to be kosher bedelis. This that Rava said, that you need to be kosher bedelis, is only if it's not nitl be'igdai. So that means that apparently from this Gemara seems to be that we're understanding the Mishnah is talking about something which is not netel be'igdai, that it can't, that it's going to rip if you try to be metaphorical to move it around with the rope itself. It's in the category of ein netel be'igdai, it can't be moved around. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda's matir, and on that, Rava says, well, you need the condition that it's kosher ledelis. It's attached to the delis in a specific spot which make that it's nicker. That it's part of the door usage. It's functioning for the door, and that's why it's mutter. Let's see one more piece of Gemara over here, which is negated to us. Gemara says as follows: Rav Avya ikla l'Nardo. Rav Avya was visiting Nardo. Chazya lahu gavro dehava kokotir bigemi. He saw a person that was tying this nagar with gemi, some kind of reed. something which is a weak attachment. Omar dein loy natrik. Rashi says the word natrik means to be loyal, to lack. He told him dein loy natrik. With this, you can't lack it up. You can't use the nagar with such an attachment. Let's see the Rashi from before. One Rashi before, nitl ba'ogdoi, kloymer kosher hoye b'chevel chazak. Nitl ba'ogdoi means the attachment was with a strong rope. Dein loy nitshoik, ze loy yino, she'enei kosher. The commander, let's say, legemi domi. Rashi says over here that the pshat in this Gemara is that since this gemi is something which is a very weak thing, so this is keman the less a legemi domi. It's not here at all. So we view it as if it's not attached, and if it's not attached, it's not mutter. The whole heter of Yehuda starts only if it's attached. So that's this piece of Gemara over here, which this din over here is more the base halacha that we're dealing with. This is the Naga HaNegar. It's Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Let's talk about Bimdina. Right? Keep Mikdash on the side. The Halacha Bimdina, which is Negeya Os, outside of the base HaMikdash, was there a Shfus or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Naga HaNegar, there's no Shfus. If once it's attached, it's fine. But we see the condition in the Gemara that there are different categories over here. Naga HaNegar, which is mutter, on that the Gemara says that it depends on what kind of attachment it is. If it's einei nitel ba'ogdoi, it means that if it's attached on something which is a weak attachment. So that's what Rava says, that you need the condition that it's attached to a specific spot on the door itself. That's when Rabbi Yehuda gives his heter. However, if it's nitel ba'ogdoi, on that, the Gemara says, then it's fine as long as it's attached anywhere. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. It's maspik any kind of attachment. That's what the Gemara said, and that came in the story over there where it was attached. But Ibn Dasha, he was matter because it was nitl bogde. That's what we have in the Gemara over here.
So does it come out three levels, right? In other words, you have the firm attachment that works even without the door, even on the mezuzah.
Right.
You have the not such a firm one, which works on the door, and then this gummy that is like...
It would seem to be like that, right. It would seem like that, right. This gummy seems to be commander lesson, right. That's what it seems to be. That's what it seems to be. We'll have to see Rashi in the Mishnah before, but that's what it would seem to be like. Now let's see like this. Now let's go back to the Mishnah before, because this is really... What we learned right now, this is really the foundation for the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before is talking about a new heter. Now the Mishnah before says as follows. Nagar shigeish biroishai gilustra. We're talking about a nagar, and we'll see what the background over here is, but we're talking about a nagar like, which would have been otherwise awesome. Right? The room to be matted, the nagar over here, is because it's yesh b'roishay glustura. On the top of this peg, you have a glustura. Glustura, we'll see, Rashi says as follows. Rashi translates then what nagar over here is. Shetaychun oise b'chor shabizkupa. It's a peg that we press it into a hole, which is in the doorstep. Lino hadelas, to keep the door closed. This, in the case of this Mishnah over here, is that what's special about it and which will be the basis of the heter is the fact that it has on top of a glustura. Rashi says that the tip is wider, it's thicker. It could be used as something which could grind, right?
Crush.
That's a good word. Right? Could crush something. Lishcha, lichtoish, velishcha, by palpalin. It could be used to crush something. And the point over here is Akusi Rashi talks about that it has the chashivus of a keli now. A nagar is not a keli by itself, but if it has on top of this glustera, so it'll give the chashivus of a keli. And the basis of the heter over here would be based on the fact that it's a keli. Now the Mishnah says as follows: Nagar sheish b'eshu glustera reblezer oyser. Reblezer says that it's also the glustera doesn't help me. Rabbi Yisi Matir, and Rabbi Yisi says because of the glustera, that's a cause for heter. Omer Reblezer ma'is b'knesset shebetveria shohayu noig my heter. Reblezer is coming to bring a raya from a ma'isa to his shita that there was a kehillah in Tveria shohayu noig my heter that they used to use a nagar which had a glustra on top, had a teres keli. They understood, they thought that that's a basis for a heter. Actually, Rav Gamliel has came for Oshlohem. Rav Gamliel has came when they heard about it, they answered it. So he said that's a riot to what he's saying, is to see that it's also. It's Bechlau the Isser. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that the story happens the other way. It's no riot because the story really was the other way. Isser Nago Boy Borem Leo Vazkein Vitilohim. Apparently, it wasn't so clear to my answer. They know that Amin Chachamim came around and changed their anhoga, but apparently, it wasn't so clear what was before and what was afterwards. And that's the basis of the machlekes over here, what the din is. Akoponim, the machlekes in the Mishnah over here is whether the fact that the Nagar has a Teres Keli, that in itself is a basis for a heter. Rashi says as follows. At the second half of that second Rashi, picking up from the third line in the Rashi, Vafilu Hochi Teres Kli Olov. After Rashi explained that the glustera gives this nagar a teres keli, nevertheless, Reblezer Oyser. Reblezer says the fact that it has a teres kli doesn't help me here. Elim Ken Kosher V'Toli B'Delas Kinefarish B'Gimora. That's not a basis for a heter. You're not any better off the fact that it has a teres kli. You need to come on to the regular Heterim, Reb Lezer Shita, which is kosher v'toli b'delis. Reb Yossi Matir, Reb Yossi holds that it's motor. The Torah is keli olav mishum galustra v'loy mechsi kebainen. Reb Yossi's Matir, since it has a Torah is kli, loy mechsi kebainen. So Rashi tells us that we're talking about something over here which otherwise would have been osur mishum shvus. And the question over here is whether the fact that it has a teres kli on it, whether that gives it a heker that it shouldn't be included in the iser shvus. Kipshutai, everyone agrees that it has this teres keli. The shayla is whether the teres clearly helps to take it out of the iser. Bitfos says as for what Keli does, she'ein adam mevatel kelov. Person is not mevatel his kelim. As a binyan, the idea of the binyan is the fact that you're adding onto that and you're seeing it has become part of that. But if it's something that you see on the onset when you put it in, it's not going to remain over there, so you don't view it as becoming part of this place where you're putting it. So it's not binyan. So the fact that kelim, people, or not mavak, they don't plan on leaving it there because it has some other use which you have to take it out to use it. And it's clear that it's only placed there temporarily and it's going to be taken away. That's the basis of the het. Now, the Torah says something interesting over here. He says as follows. This over here, it's a nagar. It has a glustera on it, which it could be used as a keli. It'll get a teres keli. But the Torah says, this is not a kli gomer, what this is. It has the ability to function as a bochna. So that's where Rebbe Lezer argues. But Rebbe Lezer doesn't argue on the entire concept that a keli would act as a heker to take away the problem of boina. And therefore he says that something which is a kli gomer, even Rebbe Lezer's masculine. Dafka over here, it's mishamash and the shnei tashmishim. It has a dual purpose. It's an agar. So that's where the machlokes is. But if you have something which is only a crusher, whatever it is, right? You want to put that into the hole, then everyone agrees that the fact that it's a kli gomer, it's clear that you're not going to leave it there. Then it's not bechlal the shvus of binyan. That's what brings over here. It brings Yerushalmi that seems to say like that. And Zokti Gemara. Zokti Gemara like this. Benitl ba'ogli kuli amali pligi. The Gemara says as follows. This that there's a machlokes over here. Definitely machlokes in the Mishnah over here is whether kli is a basis, or this kind of kli is a basis of a heter. Now, what are we talking about? What is the situation? How is it attached to the door over here? So on that Gemara, that I should need to come on to the heter of keli. So on that Gemara says as follows. Benitl ba'ogli kuli amali pligi. If it was attached, like we had mentioned before, but if it's nitl ba'ogdoi, that means it's a strong attachment that you could move it around with the string and it won't break. Kliam le'plig, there's no machlokes over here. Everyone knows that's mutter. I don't need the heter of keli. Even if you hold that keli over here wouldn't be a source of heter, but I don't need to come on to it because the mere fact that it's tied on with a stronger string makes it nitl ba'ogdoi, that in itself is a basis for a heter. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Lezer would be masking. So what's the machlokes over here? The machlokes is, when is it necessary to come on to the heter of keli, that on that is the machlokes, whether keli is a matter or not? The case of the Mishnah was talking about, when it's any nitl ba'ogdoi, there's a weaker string. If you try to move it around with the eagle, with the string, it'll snap. So in such a case, that's not, you don't have the heter. You don't have a heter from the fact that it's attached. And therefore, it's necessary to have the heter that the keli, the fact that it's a keli, could give it to. And that's the machlokes whether the keli will give you a heter or not. Ma'asava kiven the yesh broshik lusutor is kliya lov. Ma'asava kiven the inintel bigdoi loy. One man domar holds that since it has a teres kliya on it with the glustero, that's a basis for a heter. Ma'asava kiven the inintel bigdoi loy, which Rashi explained the mission to mean that it doesn't help me the teres kliya over here. And therefore, all you have is attachment, and this kind of attachment can't be matter. Now we have to see Rashi on the Gemara over here. Rashi says as follows: Benitl ba'ogdoi, kishu kosh v'tol b'chevu shel kayomo, a strong rope, roi l'tafla v'yosei chevel, and you can move around the nagar, this doorstep, with this rope. Ve'ein enifsek b'yodei, and it won't become detached. There's no machlekes, and it's definitely mutter over here. Even Rabbi Lezer is masking that it's mutter. The kiv in the kosh v'toli yofer mukha milsa de linol koi yofer mukha. And we put the cam over here. But since it's tied well, so that everyone agrees that that's a clear hoychacha. That its purpose is as functioning as part of the door. You don't have the mechzik kibayna. So we don't have to come onto the heter of keli. Even if keli, kontra blazer, is not a heter, but we don't need the heter. The machlekes is talking about when you have no other heter to rely on, and you need the heter of the keli, that's the machlekes, whether the keli will give you the heter or not. Rashi says on top like this, kushayin nitl be'igdoi, shachevel dak. It's a thin rope. If you want to pull it out of the hole, let's say, with the string, so it would break. Miyad nifsak. That's what it means. You can't move it around with the rope itself. If you want to move it around, you have to hold on to the nagar itself. Reb Lezer holds, since it's not nitl be'igdoi, Rashi says as follows, dehavak mi she'enei kosher. Rashi says over here that something which is not nitl be'igdoi, we view it, in din as if it's not attached at all. Kemisha ain't a kosher. It's not attached at all. Usnan lekamon naga hamunach she'ene kosher bedeles ein noelim boy. Rashi says over here that if it's a weak attachment, so it's not considered attached at all. It has the din. Rashi relates it to the case of munach. Usnan lekamon naga hamunach she'ene kosher bedeles ein noelim boy. V'hainami munachu. And this is also considered munach, since the string is not strong. V'hainami munachu, mishum gluster lo yishori lei. So a gluster is not going to matter it. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. Rabbi Yossi sova gluster mahani lei. That gluster will help. The kivan the klihu, lo yihava kebinyin. It's not a binyin. So this Rashi over here relates the machlek is over here to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, right? Like we passed like Rabbi Yehuda, that now that means that the machlek is in the first Mishnah over here is going even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we're talking about something which is ain't a nittel be'igdai. Rashi says that it's osur. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi relates that to a munach, and munach is aser. The basis of the heter might have been the fact that there's a kli on it. Right, that's the issue in the Mishnah over here, this first Mishnah, whether kli is a matter or not. But without the kli, it's aser. Why is it aser? Zot limor, it's enel nitel beigda. Rashi says enel nitel beigda is in the category of a munach, which would be aser.
And how do you see this relates to Rabbi Yehuda?
Usnan lekamon naga munach she'enei kosher bedeles ein noelim boy. Right? Rashi says, well, without the names, what is this category? Rashi says over here that we're talking about it's ein nitel beigdai. And he says, Rav Lozer holds that it's also. Why? Kiven the ein nitel beigdai. The hava kmi she'ein kosher. It's as if it's not attached. Usnan lekamon nagar hamunach she'ein kosher ein noelim boy. So you found that in the Rashi. Rashi says that being that it's ein nitel beigdai, it's as if it's not attached, and the din of something which is not attached is osur. Usnan lekamon nagar hamunach she'ein kosher bedeles ein noelim boy. V'hai nami, and this nagar in our mission over here is also munach. Right? It's considered a munach. And that's why this would be osur in the Mishnah without the heter of keli. And on that is machlekes, is whether keli could be matter or not. So it would seem to be from this Rashi, first of all, that on one, that ein nitel beigdai is has the same din as a munach. Right, which is not so simple from the sugi later on. And another thing that you see from this Rashi over here is that a glustra could help even on something which is munach, which is also a shaila in the Rishonim, whether what kind of nagar could a kli, Rabbi Yossi shita hold, which is that shita helps, a pasuk Rabbi Yossi, that kli helps. But what kind of nagar does it help? Does it have to have some kind of attachment? Or even if it's not attached at all? Now, you see, you have to work things out over here. We don't have the time right now. But, I mean, according to what Rashi says in the Gurus in the Gemara later on, that nagar and nigra, that if a munach, is an Isser Daraisa, so then this that of Keli will help will be on something which, even though Be'etzim is an Isser Daraisa, but the fact that it has a Teres Kli, like we mentioned before, right, that will give it a whole different way of looking at what it is. As a Teres Kli, like I said before, Peres Nam Vatlit, so you don't see that there's a binyan happening over here, B'chlal. Right, that's what should follow according to this. Now, let's just see over here. Okay, we're just a few more minutes over here. We'll see that there's a thesis over here which also discusses this issue that the machlokes in this Mishnah, whether Kli helps or not, but what is the basic foundation in the Mishnah over there that without the heter of Kli, it'll be Osir? Right? Who are we going according to in the second Mishnah over here? So Tosis starts off like this. See the bottom Tosis over here on Kuf Aleph on the base. Ki pligi b'shein et b'igdei. Rimefarish, didafka hocha shorim mishum debroi sheglusteru. The Rebbe explains that, let's say, Shitz Rabbi Yossi, in this mission, the reason why it's good is only because of the glustra, because of the Torah's clear that it has. The Sfar of Kel, which is matter. But it's clear from our Gemara over here that if there wouldn't be a glustra, it would be also according to everyone. Afilu kosher bedelis. Even though it's kosher bedelis. Usviru lei kirabonon. Rabbi Yehuda benagar hanigra. So Tosfos, the first tzad in Tosfos over here says that no, actually the Tanoim and our Mishnah over here are going according to the Rabbanon, meaning to say that even though the Gemara says clearly we're talking about that it's that it's not nitl beigdai, but nevertheless that's not a munach. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's mutter. That's mutter still. So what's the machlekes? There's a machlekes in the second Mishnah. Right? This is what we're trying to put together these two Mishnahs over here. There's machlekes in the second Mishnah. By a ein enitel be'igdol. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. So if that's mutter, and we're the Tanoim of our Mishnah to hold like that, and we're talking about something which is ein enitel be'igdol, that's the case over here. So why is it necessary to have a glustero, a kli to be matter? Even were they to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so it wouldn't be necessary to have the heter of glustero. Therefore, Tosfos says that you're right. Therefore, these tanaim hold like the Rabbonon in the second Mishnah. Rabbonon in the second Mishnah hold that it's also. If it's any nitl be'igdai, that is not enough to be matter. That's the Tanakam Mashit in the Mishnah. Nagar hanigra is also bimdina. That's why the machlekes over here is whether the fact that it's a kli, could that give it a heter or not? But otherwise, it would be also. That's the first side that Tosfos says over here. All right, different than what we saw in Rashi. Inami, Tosfos has another possibility how this could even go according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that an ein nitl beigdol, the fact that it's attached, that itself is a matter. Inami sfir lehu krab Yehuda, or no, maybe the two tenam of our Mishnah hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the shor benigra, that nigra really is a heter. For hocha ari bekosha beibra d'doshon, and over here it's talking about what is not attached to the door itself, like we saw when we learned that first sugya that Rabbi Yehuda, in the case when it's any nitl beigdoi, so then the attachment has to be specifically on the delos itself. That's what Rava told us in the Gemara over here. Otherwise, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be awesome. So Tosfos says that a possible way to explain how these Tanoim over here could agree with Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and on that the problem is, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so then you don't need the heter of Kli. What's the issue? What do I need the heter of Kli for? The answer is, because like Rava says in the Gemara later on, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita itself has a condition that it has to be attached to the door. If it's not attached to the door, even though it's attached, that wouldn't be a heter, and therefore you need the basis, need to be matter mishum kli. That's why it says, inami sfir luhuk Rabbi Yehuda, the shor benigra. For hocha, the reason why over here you need the heter of keli, hocha ari bekosha b'ibrida d'dosha. The moed Rabbi Yehuda agrees, b'she'ene nintel b'igudai, in a case when it's not nintel b'igdai, then if it's only attached to ibrida d'dosha, then the attachment is not enough to be matter. Like the Gemara later on says that we saw back in Gemara. And that's why in the Mishnah over here we need a glustra. Okay? So we'll stop at this point in the Tosfos. you know, if you have time to see later, and Tosfos discusses another question that we discussed last week, getting back to the previous Mishnah, back upon him. But this is what we wanted to show so far right over here, that there seems to be a shail in the Mishnah over here, how Mishnah number one works out with Mishnah number two. Right? Is the first Mishnah limited to the Shitas Rabbonim? Because the Rabbonim say that there's an Issur Rabbonim even though it's attached, and therefore the Machlokes over here is Negeya, whether you have a heter of Kli or not. Or we could even Shlimus according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tosfos tells us a second possibility, because even Rabbi Yehuda has his conditions that has to be attached to the door. If not attached to the door, then even Rabbi Yehuda's moida that it's Osir. And that will be the case of this Mishnah over here, that without the heter of Keli, it will be Osir. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Two conditions, Keli and attached? I'm missing this.
If it's not attached to the door, right? That's this Gemara over here.
Is it a Keli, though, also?
What? There's a machlokes in the Mishnah over here whether Keli is a source for a heter.
Right.
And we're dealing with when is that needed. That means that we're talking about a case where without using the heter of Keli, it will be Osir. Right? Even though it's attached. The Gemara tells us that it's attached. It's not Nitl Ba'ogdoi, but it's attached. Right?
Okay.
So that's what we're trying to figure out. That who do they hold like that it would be Osir without using the heter of Keli? That's all we want to know. Apparently, there's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. If Rabbi Yehuda says once it's attached, then it's mutter. Right? So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not negated to use the clay keli over here. That's why, at first glance, it would seem like this Mishnah doesn't come out like a point of Yehuda. And that's what the Reef first says. Right? And on that, we have two answers. Rashi seems to say that if it's not nitl be'igdoi, then it's as if it's not attached at all. That's Rashi's kiddush over here. And The Re says an alternate pshat that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this, that, and the next Mishnah, Yehuda's matter when it's attached, but it has to be attached to the door. It's not attached to the door, attached to a different spot, then even Yehuda's more that it's also. So that could be what our mission is talking about. Our mission is even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about where it's not attached with the condition that the attachment itself could give it a heter. That's why it's negated to come onto the heter of Keli in this Mishnah. Okay.
Do we ever make a distinction? In the second Mishnah, we discuss where it's hanging and it doesn't reach the ground, right? As compared to hanging and reaching the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we discuss later where it's not attached at all. Do we ever make a distinction in halacha between hanging and reaching the ground and totally detached?
Hanging one more time.
Again we can have three different states. You can have it tied with a rope and hanging, right? It's suspended in the air, right? Tied.
That's what we saw last time. I mean, there is a basis for Gevayim and Ha'oretz. This is the din of Muktzah over here. That if you look at the end of the Tosfos over here, that's what Tosfos discusses. And this is what we mentioned last time, that Rebbe Elazar Shita about Kakachloin. He also talks about the fact that you need it hanging. And that's what we mentioned last time, that there's a machlokes in the Mishnayim whether the necessity for hanging is only Rebbe Elazar Shita, which we don't paskin like, or that even finds its way in halacha that there are situations when you need to be hanging.
Right, but we see that in our Gemara also.
What do we see from our Gemara?
I don't know. Let's say the third line of the Gemara on Chof Beis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kol shekasher b'tala b'rosh echa magil aretz.
So what? How do you understand what that means?
Right. So that's saying that the only time you're allowed to use it is if it's totally suspended. But if it's hanging, and one end of it's on the ground. In Kolshekin, if two ends are on the ground, then in the Mikdash, according to the Talmud Kama in the Mikdash, you're allowed to use it. That even the Mikdash, you're not allowed to use it according to the Talmud Kama, right?
When it's Nigra. It's Nigra, it's Mutar B'Mikdash.
No. Talmud Rabbana, Ezehu, Nigra, Hanigra should not only be migdash of Allah, but Nina, kosha kasher betala. If it's totally suspended.
This is totally suspended?
No,
what does Rosh Hashanah mean?
Do I have it backward? Totally. Rosh Hashanah.
And the Rosh Hashanah. It's not 100% on it.
Right. So that is, I'm sorry. Right. So in the Mikdash, right. So in the Mikdash, it's mutter, and in Medina, it's aser.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So
this case over here simply seems to be that's the Nagar Nigra that we're talking about over here, right? Which is once it's reaching the ground. So then
in Medina it's Aser, right?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but then there's a third case where it's totally not tied at all.
Totally not tied at all.
Right? In other words, that it's Munach.
You have hanging, tied, and then it's not attached at all, right?
Right.
Right.
So do we ever make a distinction between not tied at all and hanging and dragging on the ground? I guess in the Mikdash we do.
That's what this is. I mean, who are you asking this? According to,
in other words, the first Mishnah doesn't mention anything about being suspended, right? That's talking about we say
the first Mishnah you're saying on Kuf Alpha and Beis here. This all these Mishnahs are talking about when it's reaching the ground. These two Mishnahs that we learned today. It's reaching the ground. It's a Nagar HaNigra. It's reaching the ground.
Where does the first Mishnah say anything about Nigra?
The Gemara tells us, "Benitel ba'ogdoi kulam le'pligi, ki pligi b'she'en enitel ba'ogdoi."
Right. The first Mishnah is talking about it being tied, but I don't. Right. Again, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about tying, right? But the Gemara says that if it's tied with, with that strong rope, right? So then that's totally good, right? But if it's tied with, right? Where's the kipugi b'she'en on nitol b'gudo the marsavar came into yesh barosha glusa l'taras kliyala marsavar came into she'en on nitol b'gudo. Low, right? But it doesn't mention anything about.
So what do you want to offer?
That the
hanging over here.
Glistera is that even if it's on the ground, but in Medina would be mud, right? The question we have between tying the two sugyas together. Is what does the glistera do more than not the glistera?
Right.
Right. So I was thinking that perhaps but with the glistera you don't need it actually suspended in the air.
But how do you understand this? Doesn't this Mishnah over here tell us that, let's say, according to Yehuda, it's mutter even if it's not suspended in the air? Now, so how are you making the cheshbon? Nachnami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not trying to make this Mishnah work out according to Yehuda. That's really the question we want to know. Does this Mishnah work out with Rabbi Yehuda or not?
Even was Nigra in the team. Yeah.
Is that okay? That's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, very good. Very good. Okay, good morning. Shkoyach. We're able to continue. It's Midas. It's Midas decision.